This is Terry Mackley with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. Faces to start with Jan Garber and Mel Torme. The Face meets the dancing music with Carol Gibbons next, while Jimmy Lunsford keeps the dancing going. Eyes from the Flamingos and Josephine Baker follow us to Ask Where or When with Judy Blazer and Greg Elderman from Babes in Arms. Fletcher Henderson is there and Frank Tramboa is in Caroline. We stay in Caroline with James P. Johnson shouting and then whisper with Keith Jarrett. Johnny Mathis and Chet Baker find things that aren't for them and we fade away or not with Buddy Holly. So we start with a babyface. The 1926 song Babyface has been reinterpreted many times with versions ranging from jazz interpretations to Little Richard's somewhat outrageous rock and roll take on the song and the Muppet Chickens. But this is the original version of Babyface by the Jan Garber Orchestra. Babyface was written by Harry Axt and Benny Davis, and Benny Davis gives us a lively rendition of the chorus himself with the Jan Garber Orchestra on this recording from 1926, Babyface. Jan Garber Orchestra in 1926 with Benny Davis, the co-writer of the song, on vocals and a lovely brass bass player. Another face now. This one celebrated by Mel Torme. Fred Astaire was the first to record Alan Bergman and Lou Spence's That Face. That was in 1957. This is Mel Torme, recorded live at Marty's in New York with Mike Renzi on piano, Jay Lionheart bass, and on drums, Donny Osborne. Mel Torme, That Face.
That face, that face, that fabulous face. It shines, it glows all over the place. How I love to watch it change expressions. That look becomes the prize of my possessions. That face, it just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare. Nowhere could these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face. Look at that face, just look at it. Look at that fabulous face of yours. I knew first look I took at it, that was a face that the world adores. Look at those eyes, as wise and as deep as the sea. Look at that nose, it shows what a nose should be. I love that face, that face. It just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare. Nowhere could these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face, that face, that face, that face, that face, that face. Oh, look at that face, just look at it. Look at that thing, gang, gang, fabulous face of yours. Dig that bass, yeah!
Well, Tom A, live at Marty's in New York. That face! Irving Berlin's Let's Face the Music and Dance was, like that previous selection, performed first by Fred Astaire with Ginger Rogers in the 1936 film Follow the Fleet. This is a very elegant take on the song from one of my favourite British outfits, Carol Gibbons, Savoy Fionn's vocals from the immaculate Anne Lenner and Brian Lawrence. Absolutely delicious. Let's face the music and dance.
Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. While there's moonlight and music and love and romance,
let's face the music and dance.
Dance.
Let's face the music and dance.
Particularly sort of British perfection there. Carol Gibbons, Savoy Orpheans with Anne Lenner and Brian Lawrence. Let's face the music and dance, or let's face the music and dance if you prefer. A classic Cy Oliver tune now from the Jimmy Lunceford Band for Dancers Only. A Cy Oliver arrangement on which he also gives us a nice muted trumpet solo. The Jimmy Lunceford Band in 1937 for Dancers Only. Jimmy Lunceford Band in 1937 for Dancers Only. Some doo-wop now from the Flamingos. A wonderfully atmospheric take on the 1934 song I Only Have Eyes for You. This is the Flamingos in 1959. Turn up the wick on your wireless set. Now.
must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for
lovely. The Flamingos, I Only Have Eyes for You. A bit of fun now from Josephine Baker with Walter Donaldson's Where'd You Get Those Eyes? Josephine Baker recorded in Paris in 1927 with Jacob's Jazz. Josephine Baker was primarily an exotic dancer and consistent rule breaker. Not only becoming a massive star, she was also an important member of the French Resistance during the Nazi occupation and then foster mother to a host of children from around the world. Perhaps the epitome of enthusiasm, Josephine Baker, Where'd You Get Those Eyes?
Who's that coming down the street? All dressed up like Christmas tree. Who's that coming down my way? What's the name? I bet it's Rose. She's sweet as the rose that grows. I'll walk right up to her and say, now tell me, where'd you get those eyes? Where'd you get those lips? Where'd you get those dimples, honey? Where'd you get that smile so sunny? Those chins, those nose, those rosy cheeks. I've gone, been gone for weeks and weeks. Say, how did you grow so nice? How did you grow so sweet? Where'd you get that loo-boo blonde? Will do ak do do on it? Please make me happy, unfold me wise. Where did you get those great, great big eyes? Now tell me, where did you get those eyes? Where'd you get those dimples? Where'd you get those dimples, honey? Where'd you get that smile so those nose and those rosy cheeks. I've gone, been gone for weeks and weeks. Say, how gross the night? How did you grow so sweet? Where'd you get that little blue bonnet? Will do what do do, Lord, please make me happy and put me wise. Where did you get those great, great, great big eyes?
You get those eyes, the inimitable Josephine Baker with the wonderful Jacob's Jazz in 1927. Now, one of the most beautiful of Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart's songs, Where or When. Where or When comes from the musical show Babes in Arms, which opened on Broadway on April the 14th, 1937. The film version of Babes in Arms was released in 1939, starring Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, with much of the original Rodgers and Hart music removed or replaced. Fortunately, Where or When survived. The show was, however, heavily bowdlerised for the film, removing much of its political content. This is Where or When from a Babes in Arms recording made in August 1989 at the Manhattan Center, New York, with the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. Judy Blazer as Billy Smith and Greg Edelman as Valentine Lamar. Where or When?
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling. But I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laugh before and love before, but who knows when
you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings and lots of are seldom what they seem. Sometimes you think you've lived before all that you live today. Things you do come back to you as though they knew. See you. and you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have
Elderman as Valentine Lamar and Judy Blaze as Billy Smith from Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's Babes in Arms. Where or when? We have a similar scenario in this next one. Where there's you, there's me. This is the Fletcher Henderson Band in 1936. Where There's You, There's Me is from the film The Two of Us, and the Fletcher Henderson Band were the only outfit to release the song commercially. The musical arrangement is by Horace Henderson, Fletcher's brother, who also plays piano on this track. The vocalist is Teddy Lewis. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Where there's you, there's me. Henderson Band, Where There's You, There's Me. You're listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. There's a Cradle in Caroline, written by Fred Arlott and Sam Lewis, was recorded by a band led by Frank Chambauer in August 1927. It was a strange outing for the band of jazzers that Chambauer got together for the session. There's a Cradle in Caroline being very much a pop tune. Buddy needed to keep his relationship with OK Records, and jazz sides by white bands did not sell well. Jazz recordings by African-American bands sold well to their predominantly black audience. Frank Chambauer, C. Melody Sax, Bix Beiderbecke, cornet, Bill Rank, trombone, Don Murray, clarinet, Adrian Rollini, bass, saxophone, Doc Riker, alto sax, Irving Riskin, piano, Eddie Lang, guitar, and Chauncey Morehouse, drums, with Seeger Ellis taking the vocal. Recorded in New York on August the 25th, 1927. There's a Cradle in Caroline. Cradle in Caroline, band led by Frank Chambauer in 1927, what you might call an all-star band, really. James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout is a classic of the early jazz era. Carolina Shout was written around 1918 and was a template piece for later pianists such as Fats Waller and Duke Ellington. Here is James P. Johnson himself, recorded in 1921 with his Carolina Shouts.
Thank you.
James B. Johnson in 1921 with his Carolina Shout. The Isley Brothers now, not shouting in Carolina, but in New York. On their return to New York from a tour which included a performance at the Uptown Theatre, Philadelphia, they recorded what had been their improvised closing number on live shows, giving them their first hit record. The Isley Brothers, Shout.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better,
yeah.
Come on now. Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you wanna please me. Come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
I still remember.
Brothers shouting. We calm down quietly now with the Keith Jarrett Trio for an extended opportunity to take a break from all that shouting. Whisper Not is a 1956 Benny Golson tune, which was the title number for an album recorded in Paris by the Keith Jarrett Trio on July the 5th, 1999. Keith Jarrett piano, Gary Q. Peacock bass, Jack DeJohnette drums. Whisper Not.
Thank you.
The Keith Jarrett Trio, Whisper Not. Johnny Mathis' unique approach to singing was due to the influence of Columbia A&R man Mitch Miller. The song, It's Not For Me To Say, was written for Johnny Mathis by Bob Allen, who knew Mitch Miller, and Al Stillman. It became a big hit for Johnny Mathis, displaying what Mitch Miller called the choir boy quality in his voice. Johnny Mathis in 1957, It's Not For Me To Say.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last as far as I can see. This is heaven, and speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say. Just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again. It's not for me to say.
Johnny Mathis. Someone else with a unique vocal sound now, Chet Baker, with his take on the Gershwins, It's Not For Me.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
Chet Baker, vocal and trumpet, with the Gershwins, It's Not For Me. And to finish, we shall endeavour to not fade away with Buddy Holly.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? You know my love will not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love will not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it and you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real, for you to know just how I feel. A love for real not fade away.
Terry Mackley with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, why not go to my website, www.terrygmackley.com. I do hope you can join me right here for the next edition of Cafe American.